everybody. Happy Wednesday. Welcome back to Aces Up the Sleeve. I am Patty, co-hosting with the co-managing partner of Pocket Aces Racing, Jared Shoemaker. And today we are going to sit down with, well, sit down, stand up. I know, Frank, you're on the move today, but we're going to sit down with Frank Taylor. He is going to talk to us a little bit about Stable Recovery. I know it's a program that is very near and dear to a lot of people. So he is going to give us a little introduction. He's going to tell us, you know, what it does, how it helps get a lot of people back on their feet and the good it's doing for a lot of individuals. But before we get going on that, just a little bit of the basics. Frank, how are you doing today, sir?
Oh, I'm doing great. We got a beautiful day out here. It's sunny and cool, a little breeze blowing and showing these September sale yearlings. So it's a great day here.
Yeah, we don't get many days like this in the middle of August, so it's a good one. So,
but man, I hope it holds out for the sale.
You aren't kidding. I guess it was about a month ago, maybe a little over a month ago at this point. It might have been 2 months ago. Anyway, Frank and I were both in the airport in Detroit, and I was sitting there, kind of doing my thing, and I overhear somebody behind me talking it sounded like talking to a trainer, and they were discussing what a terrible ride they had in the day before in a race at Saratoga. And I turned around when he hung up the phone. I said, "Hey, we had a horse with a terrible ride in Saratoga," and we were both talking about the same race. And Frank and I, we got to talking, and he started talking about a project. And for those of you that don't know, Frank Taylor is one of the managing brothers of TaylorMade Farm. I assume that's the correct, or I guess you're kind of phasing out of that end of the career and more into this now. But Frank is a pillar in the industry, in the thoroughbred industry. And he started talking to me about this stable recovery program that he founded and developed, and that is still under development and growing and, getting stronger and better every day, but a program to help individuals recover from addiction and move into careers in the thoroughbred racing industry. And had a chance to go out and check out the grounds where all this work takes place, and thought it would be great to get Frank on the podcast to just tell us a little bit about how this got started, what's going on with the program now and where it's going, and quite frankly, how people listening can help, because what he's doing is so vitally important, for anybody that, and it's all over the country, not just here in Kentucky, but it's what he's doing is just, it's fantastic work. And we need all the people that can help with this to jump in if they can. So Frank, please go ahead. Tell us, how did this stable recovery get started, and when did it get started?
Well, it started as an idea about 5 years ago or so, and it was just an idea in my mind for a while. The idea was I'd been to and watched a restaurant here in town called Deviate Kitchen. It's like deviate from your old life. And they had great food, and they had they only work people in recovery there. So I went and talked to the owners of that, Rob and Diane Perez. And I said, "Do you think that would work in the horse business?" And they said, "Absolutely. It works great in the restaurant business. And I think it even worked better in the horse business, because you're dealing with a therapeutic animal and you're out in nature, and it worked very good in the restaurant, but you're washing dishes and bussing tables and in an environment that's not as good as a horse farm." So I'd been a longtime drinker for 5 decades, and then I had a family member that was close to me that got into addiction, and that kind of drove me to quit drinking. And then that all this was kind of happening at the same time, and so I quit drinking about 4.5 years ago. And then part of staying sober is helping people, other people get and stay sober. So this fit right in. This kind of plan came together. And I went into my brothers and I said, I got an idea. I want to bring in some, you know, some alcoholics and addicts and you know, people that have felonies on their background. And I want to give them a second chance. And I want to try to make horsemen out of them, help them get sober. And, you know, there was lots of concerns that were legitimate concerns. So they were concerned about what our customers would think and what could go wrong. And we talked about that and all the pros and cons. And basically, they were very concerned. So I talked them into a 90-day trial. And I said, if anything goes wrong, we'll just shut it down immediately. And so we've been going over 4 years now. And it's saved a lot of lives. It's reunited a lot of family members. It's created a lot of workers in the industry. And just it really changed a lot of people's lives. So it just works, this program. And our success rate's like 3 times what the national average is. And the reason is there's several reasons, but in most recovery programs, they're in a program 30 or 90 days, and then they learn how to get sober and maybe get sober for a little while, but then they leave there and they go right back to the same town without a job with all the same triggers and issues that they were dealing with before, and the relapse rate is about 80%. So, you know, our guys are staying, I'd say the numbers are like 75% of them stay sober over 90 days. And it's because when they come to us, they're in an environment where they're working with horses. They get a job immediately. It doesn't cost anything for them to join. And they're making money the first week they're there. And, you know, everything's covered. Nothing comes out of their paycheck except $100 a week, which covers their food, transportation, lodging, and everything. So they're making significantly more than they're spending. And then what that does is it gives them purpose in their life and a lot of accountability and responsibility, and we're big on that. The guy that runs the program is called Christian Counselor, and he's the CEO. And Christian he's in recovery and was homeless and went through a lot of bad addiction and got sober. And then his passion is just to help people get and stay sober. So he spent a stint in Afghanistan and Iraq, and he got a lot of good military training. And a lot of that, a lot of our operation is very military. Like the regular day on these guys, they get up at 5 a.m, they make their bed military style. They say their prayers. They're at an AA meeting at 6 a.m. to 6:45. Then 7 o'clock, they go to work. They get off at 4. They come back, have another meeting, or we have a speaker come in, and then they eat dinner and go to bed. So you're around people that are being drug tested and held accountable, and it's just a very healthy environment that gives them every chance to be successful. And you know, we require maximum effort. We tell them when they get here, they got to work on their sobriety, get a sponsor, work the 12 steps. They got to be hardworking at work. And if they're not given maximum effort in both their work and their recovery, then we throw them out of the program. But when we do that, we send them to another stable, another place, a sobriety program. And usually, I'd say over 50% of the time, those guys are come back to us within 30 to 60 days. So it's it just really, really works, and it's been hugely successful. We're approaching 100 guys graduating the program. We've got just close to 70 of them working in the industry, and we've At first, when we started, we hired everybody at TaylorMade because we were shorthanded. And then once we got fully staffed or overstaffed, we started We had different farms calling us, and we created a bunch of strategic partners like Coolmore, Windstar, Darley, Hallway Feeds, Root and Riddle, Spy Coast. Lanes In. We've got a lot of people that are partnering with us. And as we get these guys sober and get them taught horsemanship skills, we're feeding them out into the industry. So it's a win-win-win on every level. You know, you're saving people's lives, you're reuniting families, you're taking people that are a drain on society and making productive members. And it's just an amazing the way things work. And it's just a huge opportunity because there's so much addiction in America and all over the world. And then we have this big need for people working in not only the horse industry, but any industry. And the more people we can get sober, get them solid, and move them into the workforce, and get them, you know, there's a lot of these guys that were absentee fathers that are becoming fathers now. We keep a KPI, a key predictive indicator, on several numbers we measure, but one of my favorite is we've reunited over 840 family members. So it's just really really great on all levels.
Yeah, and I think that was the piece, Frank, that just, you know, when you mentioned that number to me about, you know, bringing family members back together, that just, I mean, you know, it just kind of smacks you in the face that it gets children back with their fathers, and fathers back with their significant others and their parents and their own siblings. And to me, I mean, it just was a wow, you know. I mean, it was impressive as it is already, but, you know, when you start talking about bringing that many family members back together and uniting that many family members, it's just, you know, it really, really knocked me kind of sideways, and it just speaks to the success of the program and what a tremendous job you guys are doing. So you mentioned that, you know, it doesn't cost any money for people to be in the program, and then the key is as long as they're doing their part once they get here. Do you have an idea? So if somebody goes and checks into a rehab somewhere here in Lexington, not your program, I mean, what's it costing? $25,000-$30,000, something along those lines?
Yeah, for those high-end, expensive places, it's lots of money, like $25,000 or $30,000. But you know, ours is. I think the number is in Kentucky, if to rehab or to incarcerate an opioid addicted person, it's like $136,000 a year per individual. And we can put somebody through stable recovery for $12,000. So, you know, it's really grown. We've got almost 50 guys in the program now. And, so we're pumping them out. You know, when we first started, you know, it was groups of 5 or 10 and 15, but now we're really getting a critical mass of people that are flowing out, and we're training and flowing into the industry. And other industries, like some people, if they don't have a passion for the horse, we'll find them jobs at, you know, other companies. There's plenty of opportunities all over Kentucky, and I'm sure all over the country. But you know, it's really, really works. And you know, one thing that Rob Perez, who owns Deviate Kitchen, said that was profound to me is when he was mentoring, coaching me, he said, Frank, we're both business owners and we're both in recovery and we're trying to help these people. And he said, basically, I'm hiring, I'm hiring cooks and I'm hiring waiters and I'm hiring busboys and dishwashers, and you're hiring grooms and stall muckers and maintenance guys. And he said, in that, where you're hiring in that level of society, he said there's addiction all through society, but it's significantly higher in that level. And he said in the past, business owners were able to pick and choose, and you could even say them run ads. Well, we don't work felons, or we don't do this. We have this and that. But now that workforce is depleted, and business owners are taking a different look at the situation, he said the way I look at it, and it's proven true to me, is you can hire out of two groups. You can hire out of the untreated group or you can hire out of the treated group. And he said, when you hire out of the treated group, you'll find it's a lot better because those people, they end up developing certain characteristics, and they'll be honest, they'll be hardworking, they'll be grateful, they'll be loyal, and they'll work well with others. And he said, you're going to find that these attributes that you really want in every team member, that's what they develop. And I found that to be very true. Once you help a guy and you help give him a spot and save his life and get him back with his family and get him a job, he's just they're just very loyal and hardworking. And if they're working the 12 steps, they have to be honest. And so it just, when you do this, what you do is you're producing just very good people to put on your team. And you know, we're just not trying to develop a bunch of grooms and keep people in lower spots and get cheap labor. That's not it at all. Our focus is to save people's lives and reunite the families and put them in a position where they learn these skills and then let them to move up as far as they can move in the industry. And, you know, some of them may just be capable of being grooms and that's all they want, and that's fine. But if there's somebody out there that that has more ability to that, you know, I've already developed two managers, well, actually three managers now at TaylorMade that have all become good horsemen and moved up. And we're just having a lot of these guys thrive and do well. And it's just been great results.
Yeah, and I do want to clarify, you know, as you're listening, you know, Frank is talking a lot about guys and men and, you know, fellas, you know, males that are going through this program. And it's primarily because that's the facilities that you've got. You've had a few women that have gone through, and it creates some issues based on your facilities and the way you guys are set up. Correct?
Yes. We've had four women go through, and they've been hugely successful, all of them. And, but we just knew when you were trying to do the housing and do the meetings and have that interaction when people are in their first 90 days of sobriety, you know, that a relationship is can be a trigger for a person to relapse, and they need to be really focused on getting sober, staying sober. And they don't, like, we'll even write contracts with males where they're not to date or have any interaction with women in the first 90 days if they have an issue with that. So our game plan is we're going to start a women's housing unit and a separate training facility, and that's definitely on our plan in the future. It's just when we get the funding and get the space and do that. But yeah, we've already had a good success with the women, so that's in the future.
And so you've got about 50 guys in the program right now. Is that pretty much at capacity for your current facilities?
Yeah, we're a little less than, we're like 45 or somewhere in that, but 50 is our max right now. And that's a lot of growth from where we started. And so, you know, if you're training people up and getting them going and they're, you know, we want these guys to stay a year if they will. And we don't have a limit like you're out of here in 90 days or you're out here in 30 days. It's like you shouldn't leave here until you've got the skills to go live a sober life and be productive. And so we work with these guys on budgeting and managing money and getting their bank accounts and getting, you know, their legal issues. You know, the first 90 days, it's like they're coming in here and their lives have been destroyed by all these things. And so they have a lot of baggage and a lot of things that are created by just the addiction. And so, you know, the first 90 days we're doing a lot of therapy and taking them to therapy and taking them see doctors and working with their parole officers and working with anything they have, getting them their license, you know, all these things. So, then it takes you about 90 days to get them the basics of horsemanship, plus to get all their all the baggage and the things that the addiction has caused resolved. So it's a lot of work to get things done. And then after, at 90 days, they're kind of ready to kick off and move to the next stage.
So I know you got plans for women's facilities and expanding or getting more women into the program when you do that, and expanding the men's dorms and hoping to get more capacity there, or pretty comfortable at 50?
You know, we're very, very careful about growing too fast. We want to slow grow this and make sure we develop the people as fast as we're developing the as we're bringing in new members. So you know, I think we're working with a racetrack now that is talking about putting a dormitory on the back of the backside, and that may be something we work with, where we you know, have 30 or 40 people on the backside of a racetrack. And we bring them through our program and then feed that to where there could be sober labor and people to work for those trainers on the backside.
Yeah, that's, yeah, you and I talked about that previously, and that's just it's fantastic. It just blows me away. So, you know, I don't know anybody, quite frankly, who has not been touched by addiction in some way, shape, or form. And I'm guessing 95% of the folks listening to this right now probably would say the same thing. You know, it's just, it's all, it runs across all facets and gamuts of life. And it touches people that everyone knows. And so, Frank, you know, I know you guys are able to do this, and it doesn't cost the individuals going through it any money, but it costs you guys a lot of money. If people are as moved by this program and interested in seeing the continued success of this program as I am, where can they go to offer their support, financial or otherwise?
Well, you can go to the Stable Recovery website, and there's a way on there to donate, and that would be the way to do it.
Okay.
You know, if anybody ever wants to call me or contact me, you know, I pick up my phone all the time, so I could give you. You want to give my number there? If anybody wants to call, it'd be like 859-221-0788. But yeah, we've had amazing amount of support in the industry, with people, supporting us, and it, you know, it's just amazing. We've done this, fundraising. 90%, 95% of our money has come from just private donations from people mainly in the horse business, but some outside.
So Frank, if anybody listening, know somebody that could benefit from your program, or maybe they themselves could benefit from your program, reach out to you as well, or just go
to
the website.
You can reach out to me, okay. Or you can call the Stable Recovery number on the website, either way. But then we run everything through Christian Counselor, who makes the decisions on who's coming in.
Gotcha.
And how we can help.
Okay. Well, Frank, I know you're super busy, and I just felt like this was very, very important for us to, you know, I know you take every chance you can to talk to anybody that would talk to you about this, because you're so passionate about what you're doing, and rightfully so. And I love what you're doing, and I wanted to get it out there to you know, as however many more people that we can send your way. So I just sincerely appreciate the time and taking your time out of the day to talk about this. And more than that, I appreciate what you're doing for these folks that whose lives have been wrecked by addiction. And you know, you're doing the Lord's work, and we appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate you giving us the exposure, and you know, we just feel blessed to be in a position to help people, and that's what we're trying to do, and help the industry and give back. You know, my brothers and I and the whole TaylorMade team has been very blessed, And that's we're just trying to give back and help everybody we can.
Yep. Well, Frank, thank you so much again for your time. And Patty, go ahead and take us out.
Absolutely. And I will again echo what Jared said. Thank you so much, Frank, for taking the time out of your day and tell us all about this incredible program. And as you know, we mentioned a little earlier, I'll make sure that I'll link all of these websites, especially to the Stable Recovery. I'll make sure that that website is linked in the comment sections. I'll also include it in the description of the podcast. So if anybody needs to access that or anything, all of that will be available to you guys in the descriptions. We'll post them in the comments. We'll post them in as many places as we can. And once again, thank you everybody for tuning in again this week and tuning in every week to listen. We greatly appreciate you guys. Make sure that you are following the Pocket Aces Racing channels on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We are now also on Threads. Make sure that you are following our YouTube channel. We are under Pocket Aces Racing, under all of it. Make sure on the YouTube channel you have hit that bell so you get those notifications when things start going live. And as I tell everybody every week, have a happy Wednesday, have a good Wednesday, make good choices. The podcast is out.